Thanks, Vic. Jordan, you're coming off a very challenging end of the season where you sustained a concussion that kept you out of the last two regular season games. How much did that motivate you this offseason to come back strong?
It motivated me a lot. I mean, I had my personal best season before the concussion. So, I'm looking to come back and work hard and hopefully be a contributor.
And speaking of your personal best season, you had some career highs against the 49ers, the Bengals, the Jags. What did that game experience do to the growth and development of your game?
It helped a lot. I mean, it's been a couple years since I've seen competitive action since college. And, you don't start to doubt yourself, but it's good to have that reminder that you still got it and things like that. So I'm excited and looking forward to this season, too.
The competition at that wide receiver position is very thick. What does Jordan Norwood have to do to separate himself from the pack?
I think I have to not look at it as separating myself from the pack and just, do what I always have done, and that's keep my nose to the ground and work hard and encourage other guys, and they do the same for me. So.
Now, we saw last season how you stepped in for Joshua Cribbs when he sustained a groin injury. You got some action on punt return. How much detail has been focused on that part of your game during these OTAs?
I've been working at punt return also, and for me, that's something that I would like to do. It's something that I will do if I'm asked to do. And, that's another thing that I can bring to the table and, whatever it takes to be a part of the team.
The wide receivers have a new voice on the field in conjunction with Coach Wilson, senior assistant to the offense, Nolan Cromwell. What's it been like working with Coach Cromwell, and how do you see that extra coaching helping out within the wide receiver unit?
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, them, Coach Wilson and Cromwell as a tandem, have two different approaches as far as coaching style, and I think it's been great for us because, there's 6, 7, 8 guys out there, so not everybody receives the same style of coaching, so it's great to have them both out there.
And now before training camp gets underway, I heard you're taking a special trip to the Philippines. Tell us all about it.
I'm looking forward to it, getting out to the Philippines, see my brother plays a professional basketball out there, so get to go out there and see him and meet my new nephew out there, so I can't wait.
Now you're going to get a chance to work out with your brother?
Yeah, it's 100 degrees out there, so I'll be working out as much as I can, but we'll see how long I last.
And just overall, Jordan, what's your main focus as you head into the season?
It's keeping my nose to the ground and being a part of the team and winning, doing what it takes to win football games. And that's the whole organization's focus. I mean, that's your focus. That's everybody's focus. We want to win some football games. So I'm looking forward to it.
You're absolutely right. And thank you for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, Vic.